With encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, this is Abounding Grace. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, our chance to get together for a few minutes each and every day that we might be encouraged in Christ. Now, won't you take a moment and join us? We're brought to you in part through the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Here now is our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon.
Well, yesterday we began this subject and this evaluation of the hearing of the word in light of the parable of the sower. And I want to begin today by reading a little bit of Matthew chapter 13 with you. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 18, Jesus gives the explanation of the parable of the sower. And he says this, "Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30." We need to understand here that really in this entire parable, the focus is on the listener. When the word is presented, Christ is having us ask how we are hearing the message, hearing the word. The soils represent the heart. And again, we see how important the heart is. The condition of the heart determines the direction of one's life. And just as the seed falls on different types of soils, so the word falls on different types of hearts. And we must evaluate our hearts. That is what this parable does. Now, I said yesterday, the original audience would have understood this. Jesus was using a very familiar analogy. Back then, the farmer would walk over his cultivated land. He would dip his hand into his pouch, take a handful of seeds, and cast them over the soil. And so Jesus begins the parable by talking about those seeds that would fall along the path. By landing on the path, they would have nowhere to grow. And Christ explains this by saying, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Now, this is very interesting because we've always wondered about those who hear the word of God and it simply has no effect on them. The text makes it perfectly clear that these people hear the word with their ears. It says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom. It seems to me that Jesus is making the point that these types of hearers really have no interest in the word of God. The kingdom of heaven is never really any concern to them. They're in Christianity for their own gain. I think they're a great example, of course, of the world's rejection of God. We might think of people who mock Christianity in our culture. But the world doesn't seem to be the focus. He says, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom. Verse 19, you see, Christ is saying that there are those who hear the word given to them. They sit cognitively hearing the word of God, preached to them in church or received when they open and hear the word read to them. It's not as if they can't hear the word with their ears, but they simply have no interest or they have ulterior motives. Now, there are definitely many characteristics that describe this type of hearer. Often this type of hearer can scarcely endure any preaching of the word for any amount of time. They're often offended by what is said, maybe even angry by what is said. Their minds can't focus on the word. They can't understand it. They are constantly obsessed with other things when the word is presented to them. So they really can't handle too much of church. So more often than not, they simply don't come. All of which seems to undergird the fact that they don't understand the word of God. This is also a problem of people who come to church only looking for faults so that they never really hear the word of truth. That's no better than a Pharisee. And of course, the call is to guard our hearts from such things. You know, I have a friend who went to Harvard. He was a philosopher. He could understand all the philosophers, Nietzsche, all of them. But when it came to the Word of God, especially the Word proclaimed, he couldn't understand it. This was the brightest of this world. And how often do we see this even in church life, both inside the church and outside the church? People flat out rejecting the Word, complaining against its truths, wanting nothing to do with it, and their lives are lived apart from Jesus Christ. And so, in verse 19, the Lord says that with these types of hearers, where the seed falls on the path, where it has nowhere to grow, who do not understand the Word, look what happens. He says, "Then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. They hear the Word, but in their heart they become," what? "Hardened, as they continue in their rejection and unbelief." And what happens, as Jesus said, is that Satan comes and he takes away the truth that they originally heard. Due to willful rebellion, the careless hearer of the Word is an easy prey for Satan. For I guess the calling here is, if one does not care for the Word, does not keep it, as David said, "Hide it in their heart that they might not sin against God," cherish the Word, love the Word, the devil comes and he robs this hearer of the very truth that was heard. This is due to what Scripture calls a hardening of the heart, because in their irresponsibility, they have no interest. Satan comes and he takes away what they heard so that it has no effect. And so I guess initially we say, if you've ever wondered why someone just won't believe, or somebody just won't accept the truth of the Scripture, the truth of God, the truth of Christ, or fights adamantly against it, or even rejects coming to church, it is because, Jesus would say here, they aren't interested in the things of God because there is no place for the Word to penetrate into their heart. The seed has fallen along a hard path, and they have willfully rejected the Word, and their eyes are blinded. That is the seed that falls along the path. Those who hear the Word, as the song goes, without listening to the Word, hearing without listening. Well, the second seed that Christ presents to us is the seed that fell among rocky places, where there was not much soil. So in the original setting, this is the type of soil that has a very thin, moist top layer with a sort of rocky type of base. And the picture here is that the topsoil is good, it's moist, the seed grows up quickly, but there's nowhere for the roots to go. And when the sun comes up, the soil quickly dries out and scorches the plant. And he explains this by saying that these are those who hear the Word of God, and at once they receive the Word with joy. This type of heart is immediately excited about the Word of God. And I guess if I were to look at all of these three corrupt soils, it seems to us outwardly that this seed is the most obvious and the one that will produce the most fruit. For we've seen this much in the Christian world. Someone hears a powerful message, it emotionally strikes the heart, they are quite moved by what is heard as they immediately receive Christianity and they claim belief in Jesus. They spring up fast in the Christian faith. They become very involved with the people of God. And Christians look at them and they think, "Wow, look at how strong this person is in their belief." And as this soil at first looks as if the seed has brought forth a fine plant, so also this type of hearer looks as if they are going to make a great difference in the Christian life. They appear strong. And I think we see this a lot in evangelicalism, where some guy comes from radical unbelief. He adopts Christianity. He has a powerful story to go along with it. And he springs up fast. And all of a sudden, people are putting him in church leadership positions and everything. But the problem, however, is that the roots have nowhere to go. For Jesus says they hit the rocks, for these are without genuine faith. They've been deceived as to what Christianity is. They never thought it meant sacrifice. They never thought it meant really giving up the old way of life. They never thought it meant leave all and follow Christ. They never thought they would have to forsake their sinful ways. And of course, that means that they were never justified, for a necessary consequence of justification will be a life of sanctification that follows. But a great example, I guess, if we could apply this, of this kind of soil, although not always, but sometimes, there are those who walk forward at crusades. They hear one powerful message. They hear great music. And they, of course, have faced something very hard in life, and they're looking for something to grasp onto. And so emotionally, they're struck. And they walk forward to make their faith known. But soon after, the sun comes up, doesn't it? Meaning that when a little trouble or a little persecution comes because of the word, or they're called to do something that they didn't think they would have to, quickly they fall away. The word that is constantly preached to them all of the sudden becomes offensive because they're coming to a realization of what true Christianity means. It becomes a stumbling block to them as they desire to continue in their former ways. When they are mocked for being a Christian, they become ashamed of what they believe and they turn the other way. When things become a little rough in the Christian life and they realize they have to give up their former ways, they just aren't willing. And I guess I could say we've had these problems all throughout our churches. People who've made professions of faith, have been baptized, and soon they're not in church anymore. For they've been involved in some perilous sin, and the guilt of that sin drives them away permanently often. A young person makes a profession of faith, marries a non-believer, and soon enough the church and the Word of God is no longer a priority. The list could go on and on. And the question that comes is, when we hear these two types of hearers, where are you today and why are you here? It's such an important question, isn't it? What type of hearer are we of the Word? We've looked at two so far. One, the seed falls along the path that has nowhere to grow. They completely reject the word. The other, it grows for a while, but then trial comes and they're out of here. Those are the first two types of hearers that Jesus outlines for us. What type of hearer are we? Are we hearing Jesus' word so as to produce fruit and fruit abundantly? I leave you again with Jesus' words in John 5. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. Well, we thank you again for joining us here at Abounding Grace. We do extend to you our warmest invite to join us for worship this Sunday at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. We expound the Word of God so as to give you the only message that is able to save your souls, Christ and Him crucified. Give us a call, 360-318-0429. Visit us on the web, www.lindenurc.com. May Christ and His kingdom continue to be advanced through us and in you. Oh.